Welcome to Cardiology Today. Today's date is October 28th, 2025. Here are the latest research findings. Article number 1. Neurodevelopmental outcomes in early adolescence. The Pediatric Heart Network's Single Ventricle Reconstruction Trial. This study from the Pediatric Heart Network's SVRIII trial evaluated neurodevelopmental and functional outcomes in early adolescence for survivors of hypoplastic left heart syndrome. It enrolled adolescents who were randomized to different surgical shunt types during the Norwood procedure as neonates, conducting multifaceted in-person assessments. The research provides critical, long-term follow-up data on the impact of initial surgical approaches on these significant morbidities. This comprehensive evaluation is crucial for informing care strategies and improving long-term quality of life for this vulnerable patient population. Article number 2. Effect of remote ischemic preconditioning on myocardial injury in non-cardiac surgery, the PRINCE randomized clinical trial. The multinational PRINCE randomized clinical trial investigated the effect of remote ischemic preconditioning on myocardial injury during non-cardiac surgery. Adult high-risk patients were randomly assigned to receive either remote ischemic preconditioning involving 3 5-minute cycles of upper limb ischemia or sham treatment after anesthesia induction. This robust double-blind study aimed to definitively determine if remote ischemic preconditioning decreases postoperative myocardial injury and other complications. The trial establishes crucial evidence regarding the utility of remote ischemic preconditioning in improving outcomes for patients undergoing major non-cardiac surgical procedures. Article number 3. The role of the collateral circulation in stable angina, an invasive placebo-controlled study. This N-of-1 invasive placebo-controlled study explored the relationship between myocardial ischemia, collateral circulation, and angina symptoms in stable coronary artery disease. 51 participants with severe single-vessel coronary artery disease and angina were recruited for this investigation. The research aimed to clarify why the burden of ischemia often shows little correlation with angina severity and to explore the association between progressive collateral recruitment and ischemic preconditioning. This study provides a detailed understanding of the collateral circulation's role in modulating symptoms and offering ischemic protection in stable angina patients. Article number 4. Cardiomyocyte nucleoporin 35 regulates pathological cardiac remodeling through WIF1. This research identified cardiomyocyte nucleoporin 35 as a key regulator of pathological cardiac remodeling. This study demonstrated that cardiac nucleoporin 35 expression is significantly downregulated during angiotensin II and transverse aortic constriction-induced remodeling in mice. Cardiac-specific nucleoporin 35 knockout mice displayed severe cardiac fibrosis, hypertrophy, and cardiac dysfunction, while its overexpression mitigated these pathologies by modulating WIF1. This discovery reveals a crucial mechanistic pathway underlying cardiac remodeling and presents a promising therapeutic target for heart disease. Article number 5. New insights into foam cells and atherosclerosis. This comprehensive review advanced understanding of cholesterol-containing foam cells, which drive atherosclerosis and related cardiovascular events. It detailed how excessive foam cell accumulation leads to apoptosis, necrosis, necrotic core formation, and plaque destabilization. The review highlighted the persistent challenges in developing effective targeted therapies, despite the therapeutic potential of targeting foam cells for atherosclerosis treatment. This synthesis of knowledge is vital for informing future research directions and developing novel strategies to prevent and treat atherosclerotic disease. You can find the links to the articles in the episode description or visit our website at podcast.explainheart.com for more details. Thank you for listening to Cardiology Today.